Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, we want to thank you for your word. I pray for understanding. I pray that, Lord, we'll believe the word of God. We'll act on what the word of God says. And I pray that we'll be strengthened by the word and by your spirit. I thank you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you for coming. Praise the Lord. I shouldn't thank you for coming. You know, when you come to church, you should see it as a privilege. Praise the Lord. Whatever thing you do for God, you should see it as a privilege. Let it be giving. See it as a privilege. Serving, see it as a privilege. Praise the Lord. Even when you give to the man of God, it is a privilege. Amen. You're not helping them. It is a what? And when you take it as a privilege, you will last long in the ministry. Hallelujah. We are still continuing our series, Staying Positive in the Negative World. Hallelujah. Mark 16, verse 14. Mark 16, 14. Amen. It says, afterwards he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. Praise the Lord. Their unbelief is not believing, you know, in the testimony of those who had seen Jesus. Praise the Lord. And last time I said that Jesus told his disciples before all these events happened that he was going to die. He was going to be buried. And on the third day, he was going to rise from the dead. But the disciples, unfortunately, didn't know, I think, what it meant. But also they didn't believe it, that it was going to happen. So when it happened, the women came and told them that we have seen the Christ risen. They did not believe. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's just look at Luke 24, verse 22. This is Cleopas and his friend. Praise the Lord. Apostle Paul says that this is assumed to be his wife. 22. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished. You listen to those words. Made us astonished. Which means these people did not believe in what Jesus had told them prior to the resurrection. Because if you are astonished, you know, by something I told you was going to happen, then it means you didn't believe it. They were astonished. They were astonished, which were early at the That word used to disturb me. Sepulchre. Or at the tomb, or tomb. Amen. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels which said unto them that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Praise the Lord. So they had both the witness of the women who went there and saw, but they also had the witness of the scriptures, but they did not believe any of those ones. Praise the Lord. Until, you know, Jesus explained to them. And in verse 44, he says, and he said unto them, these are the words which I said unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, in the Psalms, in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. And then he opened their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. Praise the Lord. That's when they believed. Praise the Lord. You know, it is very, very crucial that without believing the testimony of the risen Christ, they would not preach. Remember, Jesus discipled them. Actually, Mark, let's look at Mark. Mark chapter 3 verse 14. This is one of my favorite verses on discipleship. Mark chapter 3 verse 14. Hallelujah. Let me take it from 13 says, and he goeth up into a mountain and calleth unto him whom he would, and they came unto him, and he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them to preach. He ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them to preach. Hallelujah. He called 12. You can call that salvation. He called them unto himself. That's the call to what? To salvation. And then that they might be with him. Hallelujah. Jesus was with his disciples, training them. I think Pastor Monica has been talking about training. He was training them. He was teaching them. Praise the Lord. Now, he was teaching them to the end that he might send them. Hallelujah. So, we are called. Praise the Lord. Out of the world. Actually, the word church means we are called out of the world. We are called out of sin. We are called out of darkness. And then we are given an identity. And then we are given a responsibility. Praise the Lord. So, he called them, he discipled them, that he should what? Send them to preach. So until those three things happen to you, you know, the process is not complete. Hallelujah. See, I am called, I am discipled, and I am sent out. Hallelujah. Amen. Some people are called, and they are discipled, and they grow fat. Hallelujah. Without responsibility, you cannot grow. In fact, when you overgrow, overeat, and you're not releasing, you become a problem. Isn't it so? Hallelujah. Say, as I receive, I let out. Hallelujah. That's why we go out. Praise the Lord. That's why you hold someone by the hand and you begin to disciple them. Amen. Say, I am a responsible believer. I am active. Yeah. Amen. Be active. Amen. So, he discipled them. But you know, they could not preach without first believing the resurrection. Because the resurrection was the testimony which they are going to carry out into the world. Hallelujah. And he rebuked them for not believing that he is risen. The death they believed. Because they saw it. The burial they believed because they saw it. But the resurrection they did not. And by the way, when you are talking to people, more so the Muslims, when you tell them about all these good things about Jesus, they will agree with you. You say, Jesus did miracles, they will say yes. He was a mighty prophet, they say yes. He fed 5,000, they say yes. Actually, they will tell you, if all of us were like Jesus, would do what Jesus did, the world would be a better place. When you say Jesus died and he rose again, aongo yokola benjiri. Hallelujah. If you say Jesus is the Son of God, they say Katonda tazala. One time we are having that argument. I have friends of mine around hardware world. For them they are Catholics. The Catholic said, Yesu mwana wa Katonda. And the Muslim said, Katonda tazala. So the Catholic asked him, okiriza nti Katonda asobola kukola buli kimu? And the Muslim said, yes. Katonda asobola kukola buli ki? Buli kimu. Naga kati kimulema okuzaala omwana. Kimulema omuntu omberera okufuna olubuto. Ndiato chimurema. Kati Yesu mwana wa Katonda. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So this is the testimony they were to carry in the world. And yet, that is where they were failing to believe. Hallelujah. And I think they also fail to believe because of their expectation. Because if you have a different expectation. Actually, when you go to the book of Acts, they asked him, when will you restore the kingdom of what? And then he told them again, you shall receive power and you shall be my witnesses. Praise the Lord. Witnesses of what? Of his resurrection. Praise the Lord. Because they are to witness the risen Christ. Hallelujah. So he rebuked them for not believing that Christ is risen. And yet, that is the purpose to which he was sent them to what? To preach. Preach Christ risen. Hallelujah. So, he rebuked them for their what? Unbelief. Unbelief should be rebuked. Hallelujah. Unbelief should be rebuked. Don't tolerate unbelief. Every time Jesus' disciples didn't believe, he rebuked the unbelief. O you of little faith, how long shall I put up with you? Sometimes when you rebuke unbelief, people say you are unkind. They will tell you, you think you know it all. You are judging me. Yeah? Isn't it so? You are judging me. You know, when there is a situation, and a brother comes and tells you, we can believe God for this thing. gladly join them. Amen. And say, yes, let's believe for this what? For this thing. Praise the Lord. Don't say, you know, sometimes people can tell us things which we don't want to hear. But yet at the same time, those things can help us to what? It's like this. If you tell me you will not make it, that should give me what? A motivation to say, ha ha, wevali. Kakati katulabe. Praise the Lord. Whenever, that's how you should see it. In fact, you should not be angry with them. Hallelujah. Not that you're doing it to prove a point. Amen. And let me tell you, God works best where there are challenges. In fact, miracles, challenges are an opportunity for us to see the miraculous. Hallelujah. Amen. And let me tell you, when it comes to, you know, like the disciples of Jesus, I think the world has also gotten into them. In fact, most of them had even gone back to fishing. Peter had gone back. Praise the Lord. They were discouraged. Amen. More so, Israel was in bondage. Because that question in Acts chapter 1 shows that also them they had that thing. When will you restore the kingdom of what? And then you come, you die. Our hope is? Amen. We are looking at staying positive, you know what? Hallelujah. And let me tell you, the world is full of negativity. And we should call the world what the Bible calls it. We should define the world the way the Bible defines the world. Amen. The Bible says, we are in the world, but we are not of what? Let's look at John 17. I like Jesus' prayer. This is the Lord's prayer. Amen. This is the Lord's prayer. You know, my daughter Queen, when I tell her to pray, I thank God she doesn't pray these prayers which are crammed. You know, don't teach kids to pray crammed prayers. Father, I thank you for the food we are going to eat. And you see, eh? So she tells me, Daddy, what can I pray for you? I say, pray for this. And she prays for what? Hallelujah. Not the crammed one. Amen. So I told her, you are doing good. Amen. Amen. You know, let me say this. At our school, there's a Muslim boy, but this is a what? A radical Muslim. A little boy, but a very radical Muslim. So, and he told me, Daddy, this boy told me that Christians will go to hell. This is what the boy is what? He's an Arab. Kind of like. But the boy, the way he has rage, and the words he speaks. So every time she's telling me, Daddy, this boy said that the boy beat my daughter. So I went to school. And I said, you, teacher, if you don't tell that boy, you'll find me where? In a class. You know? And I will just talk to that boy politely but firmly. And the boy knows me. Because the girl told me, he punched me. So I talked to the headmistress. Told her, you better do what? Something. You know? I don't want my daughter to be what? To be tortured. So, she went and told her, you know, and he was saying those things, you know, God, what. So the teacher said, we all worship the same God, both Muslims and what? So my daughter, we were interacting yesterday. The teacher said we serve the same God. I said, we don't serve the same what? Now, this is a Christian school.
That's why, don't just think of taking people to Christian schools. You better preach to them the gospel.
You better tell your children the gospel. Otherwise, in a Christian school, they will say, our God is what? Is the same.
You understand? But some people have gotten lost in Christian schools. Yeah? So-called what?
You better teach. So now, like my daughter is facing that Muslim boy. So I told her, no, we don't serve the same as and the Muslims. I said, hey, for them they call him Isa. Yeah, he said yes. But Isa is Jesus, is what? But what do they believe about what? So I said, what do you believe about Jesus? What is the gospel? He said, the gospel is the good news. What is that good news about? Jesus died and he rose again. I said, you never forget what?
She knows that one she knows. You know, I thank God for the Sunday school last time. They gave her a memory verse. I think it was 1 Corinthians 6:11. But some of you were what? You were like, such were some of you. But you are washed. You are sanctified. You are justified. So she was asking me, what is the meaning of each of those words? Yes. Each of those words, she was asking me, Dad, what is... Okay, what? She didn't what? She didn't... In understanding. Okay, well, she told me, washed by the blood. Sanctified. What does it mean? Justified. What does... Sunday school, you're doing a great job. But she had it in her what? Now that is queen. Amen. Hallelujah. In fact, this morning she was asking me, what is the opposite of give? Is it give? I said, don't give. Sometimes if you want to know you are intelligent, those kids can interact with you and you, even in yourself, they can make you lose your salvation. Anyway, she's in the world at school. Praise the Lord. Now, that Muslim boy can what? Can taunt her until she leaves her what? Yeah. And she begins to doubt her. And this is a radical boy. I don't know why they are teaching him at home, but they are teaching him what? I said that boy is fit to be a terrorist. I'm sorry to say so. Amen. But I said, let me also begin to pump somewhat, some more. Let me disciple. You know, she asked me very intelligent questions. Sometimes I also think about something. I'm like, that you said God is in you, Jesus is in us, and then he's in heaven. So what is it? Amen. Praise the Lord. Where are we? 17 what? He says, they are not. Let's go ahead. Let's go. I wanted also, it's the one I wanted. Praise the Lord. I think it's verse, let's start from 13. And now, I come to thee. Let's read together. And these things I speak in the world, that they might have joy fulfilled in themselves. 14. And the world, I want you to mark that. I have given them, and the world has,
Go ahead. Why? Even as I am not of the world. Because the world hates you because you are not of the world. Praise the Lord. Verse 15. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil one. Hallelujah. The world will never favor the gospel. I guess that one you know. Yeah. The world slanders God. Amen. In fact, the reason why sometimes we cannot use these things, they say we are shouting for them. But you know, there are places where there are bars. In fact, my brother Robert shifted from a place. They are Lavent. Those guys can play music all night. You know? But you know, no one can touch them. And they are flat behind there. This man said, when it is Friday, he can't sleep. But no one can touch them. In fact, there are many nice houses there. It's in the nice neighborhood. But no one can touch them. Why? Because they are of the world. Now, if it is the church, they see abalokole batukolachi, batule kanida. Buli naku. Ngate tu meeting naku meka, biri. Atenga tuwe laochi, overnight. Nani waga batukolachi? Hallelujah. When you go for evangelism, one of the things you should know, that the world slanders you. In fact, God sends you to the people who are slandering Him. Have that mentality. It will help you to pray properly. And it will help you to go with a certain what? Mentality. Just know that this is a battlefield. Hallelujah. There are mindsets that have set themselves against the knowledge of God. Amen. So Jesus is saying that, you know, they hate you because you are not of the world. Because He has given you His word. That's why the world is what? And sometimes we believers, we want to show the world. We are going to show what? The world, that we are also there. The way we show the world is by winning the world to Christ. Amen. So they won't favor us, and yet they cannot as well stop us. They can't what? I like what God told Apostle Paul in Acts 26. Acts 26. Acts 26, verse number 16. Let's read it. But rise up, but rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of these things which thou hast seen, and those things in the which I will appear to thee. Got it. Wait, Gonzam. But you get it. Give us the NLT. NLT. Hallelujah. 17. Give me 17. And I will rescue you from both your own people and the Gentiles. Yes, I am sending you to the Gentiles. So God delivers you from the people He's sending you to. Hallelujah. This is why Apostle Paul says, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 1. 2 Thessalonians. Abasesoronika. Ichokubiri. 2 Thessalonians. 'Finally, dear brothers and sisters, we ask you to pray for us. Pray that the Lord's message will spread rapidly and be honored wherever it goes, just as when it came to you. Verse 2. Pray too that we will be rescued from wicked and evil people, for not everyone is a believer. That's one of the prayers you can pray for yourself as you go for evangelism. As you're going about with the work of God, you pray that you be delivered from wicked and evil people. For not everyone is a believer. Hallelujah. So, we are in the world, but we are not. And yet we have been sent to the world. Amen. You know, sometimes we believers, the way we see the world, you know, the reason we don't reach out to the world is also the way we see the world. Amen. So, Jesus has sent me to the world. Hallelujah. So we call the world the way the Bible calls it. Amen. Actually, as talking to some people, so there's a white lady. Somehow, as teaching people, she was also in the meeting. So I said, I somehow mentioned loosely, you know. I said, prostitution is not good. And someone says, that is employment. That woman told me that is what? Enviri nezimba kumutwe. Zinozola baza kamera. Then I also said, these things which they don't cook in the saucepan are bad. These things have been better from Biramochi, Musefuria. Abisiaga. That homosexuality is what? I said, no, it is not bad. People are loving each other. You know, the world is developing. If I had little hair, yeah, I don't know. Then this person went asking everyone, is this thing bad? And it is bad. Is this thing bad? It is bad. And she's not yet convinced that it is what? It is in the world. And you know, sometimes when you are in the church and you don't know what is in the world, you are shocked. In fact, these days I'm not shocked. I'm not shocked. In fact, I work with the people who can shock you also. Yeah. They can tell you stories and you're like, eh. You know, when you're a pastor, you must have a very hard head. So that when someone tells you something, you compose yourself. You don't show that you're what? But sometimes you can be overwhelmed. You know, you can be overwhelmed. One time I heard a story, and they said yes, but in my head, you know. But afterwards, you get used to what? You get used. And those are the people God sometimes bring, you know, across our path to help them. You know, so I was shocked, but also I felt love for this person, you know. Because also that is the way the person has been taught. She's in an environment where that is, it is what? It is okay. It is the train.
I said, I'm conservative. I say, yes, I am conservative.
Sometimes it's good to be conservative. Not every fashion you should put it on. Isn't it so? If a fashion comes in, the seat ends here. Because it is the what? And then you want to put it on. Because it is what is trending. Amen. You have design, it is well. Even me, I want design. So I have not reached there. In fact, I had a shoe, my wife used to call it Awilo Longomba. She used not to like it. Every time I would put it on, 1,000 words will follow me. Chigatecho chanta, machiringe cha Awilo Longomba. So I eventually gave up on a shoe. And there are shirts sometimes you love. Somehow that shirt every time you feel like nai want time ya kasati yako. Now longer does it happen? Kasati yako. Amen. Yeah. So, but leave those bush shirts. We love them. They are dear to us. Amen. Praise the Lord. So she has grown up in such an environment. Hallelujah. And you need to persuade her. In fact, we are talking and says, is Jesus the only way? But that has asked questions and even went and checked my theology. I think Apostle Paul has mentioned this thing. He says, you people, you are here. But they will ask you questions out there. Yeah? They will ask you questions and you will doubt your salvation. The world is very, very ruthless. It slanders God, does not believe God. They do not retain the knowledge of God in their what? In their knowledge. Praise the Lord. And then you come and say, hey, hey. Hallelujah. That's why one of the things you should learn as a believer, sit. You learn, you sit down and you are taught. Hallelujah. You know, recently I had a preacher say that, you know, don't preach long sermons. I said, okay. But also he said, me, I can sit down for 5 hours. I'm studying. 6 hours. And I'm like, you are saying, don't what? But you sit down for 5 hours. You are studying the word. Don't teach long. You sit long. Ah. Don't you see? You tarry long in the word. 5 hours. Then you say, don't teach. Your effectiveness is because you tarry long. Hallelujah. You are seated under the word. You are meditating on the word. You are speaking the word. And then you say, ah. Sometimes you need to be very intelligent when someone is communicating. You say, it is not all about prayer, but it is the prayer that made you who you are. Isn't it? Someone will tell you, I used to pray 36 hours. And then you come and tell people, it's not all about prayer. Then it is about what? By the way, even in the church, the world can what? And please don't try to be like the world. Even the church. We are not supposed to be. Our number one goal to the world is to show them Christ. One of the ways, first look at the world like that. When you look at the world like that, it will help you not to conform to the world. You know, this is a mission field. I am supposed to win them to Christ.
But once you say, I want to compete with the world, soon or later you're going to become like the world. Because you're competing with the world.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go back to John 17.
Today I felt like I needed to dwell around there. John 17. Give me verse 16. We read the previous verse. So, let's read together. Just as I am not, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into. You are sanctified from the world. Praise the Lord. Sanctify them by your truth. Amen. And then after being sanctified by the truth of the word of God, we are what? Sent into the world. Hallelujah. You are sent into the world. And remember, the nature of now the world is not the earth. I guess we know. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and these people belong to God. Psalm 24:1. Amen. A car is not the world. Amen. You give me one. Hallelujah. The world is a system. And that system slanders God. That system is anti-God. That is the system which wants to stop you from coming to church. The system designed not to favor your coming to church. That is the world. Hallelujah. That stops spiritual activity. You are praying too much. In fact, if you hear such statements, you are praying too much. Just know you have begun to pray. Until you hear that, you have done nothing. Amen. When they say you're reading so much the word, just know that now you have begun to read the word. Until they say, now, believer, if people around you don't become uncomfortable when you are around, just know that you are still either what? Me also some places I go, and people say, Pastor, who is it? Because you have never been called a Jew. Naye singa obeerawo ebibuuzo byo bino bikola ki? Ne babiremezaamu. And also, just know that you are for them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. A friend of mine told me the day he got healed from headache is the day they told him, don't shout for us. He had migraine headache. Is it headache? Headaches. Headache. So he was, in fact, he had visited every physician. But instead he became worse. So he said, he held his Bible and said, Mukama rwalero, nteku kuvawo nga mpukoze ki? Nga mponye. Sigenda kuvawa, no? Mkujako nga mponye. So he shouted, praying in other tongues. And then someone says, stop shouting for us. And after a few minutes, he felt migraine. What? Says, from that day, I don't have them. Praise the Lord. So until you are told, brother Miso Sabanyo, Aumanya, sorry, it turned to Kolachi. It turned to Kuyingida, Muse Yomo, it turned to Kwanebe Kolachi. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, as a church, there are things we want to do. Amen. But those things, the ground will always tell us we cannot
we cannot do.
And in fact, it will set itself again and start doing.
Amen. I said the world does not favor us, but again the world cannot stop us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In the early church, countless times they told these guys, do not speak. Stop speaking anymore in this name. First give me Acts chapter. Acts chapter 4. Give me verse 18. I think Acts 4:18. What does it say? Hallelujah. Let's read together. So they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, not teach in the name of Jesus. Some of you have been told don't go to church. I had one time a testimony of a certain lady. The husband told her, don't go to church. She said, I respect you, sir, with all due what? I honor you, my husband, but that one, forgive me, sir. So she went to church. She came back. She did what? She prayed. Next Sunday, she went back. She came back. Until like maybe 3 months, and then the husband was what? Was worn out. Naga why mkazi kamuleka kolechi? Yevinkwata kochi. Bikolechi? And you know, it depends on your conviction, by the way. You are able to endure that because of your conviction. To someone, they can stay. And I'm not blaming them, the person who can what? Can stay and pray at home. I don't blame them. But you know, some people, because of certain convictions they carry in their hearts, they say, I'd rather die on this. Amen. There's one of the girls I'm discipling. Why? They stopped her from coming. They don't want to go to local churches. But on Wednesday, because their parents know that on Wednesday she's just going in what? In other things. So Wednesday, she ensures she's here. Tuesday, house church. She ensures she's what? I like that, such an attitude. Amen. Nagamba, these 2 days are very what? And she's growing. Hallelujah. Now some believers say, togenda. Muna agenda wanga anokolachi. Can't you find a way out to? Yeah? Hallelujah. Can't you find it? Hallelujah. So he told them, don't speak anymore in the name of Jesus, not teach. Now what if that command came to us? Don't preach. Don't teach. Muna, sadya bako zeji. Batu ganye. Tudewa. Tubiveko. The gospel would not be preached in China. The places where there is most persecution are the places where the gospel is spreading like wildfire. Iran. You're witnessing, but you're not sure of your life. Witnessing, you can either face imprisonment. Praise the Lord. You can be tortured. But yet, that is the place where the gospel is thriving. Hallelujah. The gospel is the good news we carry in the negative world. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We preach what Christ has accomplished. So they told them, don't speak anymore in the name of Jesus. No teach. Hallelujah. And what did they do? Give me verse 23. We shall skip other verses. Verse 23. And being let go, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. They went to their own company. Ask your neighbor, do you have your own company? Because even that one is very important. Eh? What is your company? We are studying on Wednesday the new creation and its relationships. By the way, don't miss. Eh? On Wednesday, whoever is here, please come. Last Wednesday was very powerful. This Wednesday is going to be more powerful. Hallelujah. Was it powerful? Ladies, was it powerful? But it's going to be very powerful. Please come. Come. Men, come. And invite other men. Amen. So, and being let go, they went to their own companion and reported all that the chief priests and elders had done. Now what did they do when they received that what? It is tufu debanangi. Tunakola tutia. What shall we do? Give me verse 24. So, when they heard that, they raised their voices to God with one accord and said, now, that kind of prayer was not this prayer which does not take away makeup. You know, there are prayers. Apostle Paul knows how to demonstrate them. Jesus, you know, I love you. This prayer. The Bible says, when they heard that, they did what? They raised their voices. Oh Lord, why do the heathens rage? And the people imagine what? The vain thing. They've come against the Lord and against his anointed. Let's read that prayer. So they prayed. They did what? When they had that news, they prayed. Hallelujah. Look at their response to the negativity that was coming towards them. They prayed. Hallelujah. Who by the mouth? Okay, 24. Let's read 24. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voices to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them. Verse 25. Who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathens rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together. 28. For to do whatever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. Verse 29. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servant that with all boldness we may speak thy word. Go ahead. And stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child, Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Praise the Lord. That was their response. They didn't cry. They lifted up their voices. They stopped them not to preach anymore in the name of Jesus. There's no prayer that stops persecution. In persecution, we pray for boldness. Hallelujah. God, take away persecution, you know. In fact, the Bible says, when men treat you badly, rejoice. Hallelujah. They stopped them from performing signs and wonders, and they prayed for more signs and what? Wonders. Amen. The first thing when you are in trouble, pray. James 5:13. Is anyone afflicted among you? Let him sing. Let him whine. Let him cry. Jituwe. Is anyone among you afflicted? Let him what? You need someone to help you misunderstand that scripture. Even if we went in the Greek. It's very simple. Brother Sam, is any among you afflicted? So if you find yourself in an affliction and you are not praying, you are in disobedience and you are prolonging your stay in the affliction. So that's how the early church responded. They prayed and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. They prayed for boldness. They were filled with the Holy Ghost and they went and they preached the word of God with boldness. And in the next chapter, I think that's when they were added five. They went up to what? 5,000. Praise the Lord. The world is not for us, but it will not stop us. There's a scripture which has knocked my head. In Exodus 1:12. The direct translation. Pulira wali wecha wandikiwa wane chintomede. Bikurao okuva. Esule soka. Orinjirwa kumi na bili. What does it say? But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were grieved with because of the children of what? That is going to happen to us. Hallelujah. It's going to happen to what? The more they afflicted them. Which means affliction could not stop them. They didn't want them to multiply. Hallelujah. The world doesn't want us to what? Amen. Now, I'm saying this such that when you're praying, when you're carrying out spiritual activities, there is a certain attitude you have. There's a certain mindset you what? You have. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, when they tell you for example, you're supposed to come on Sunday, and your boss always puts programs on Sunday, don't take it lightly. They are not considering you. Don't take it what? No, Gamma. You get a job, Gamma. Even if Sunday you can handle. Have you factored in your spiritual life? Amen. And you can rearrange your program in prayer. Hallelujah. And you cause circumstances to what? To favor you. Praise the Lord. I'm not talking about being lazy at your workplace. Again, that one, you will shame the name of the Lord. A believer, you are the one doing manyanga. Be diligent at your workplace. But never joke with your spiritual. Amen. In Acts 12, as I'm concluding, Acts 12. Now I just wanted to to just have a little perspective of how the church was coming up. Praise the Lord. Vis-a-vis the world.
Let's read together. And now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church. And he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. James was apprehended and people looked on. You know, sometimes certain things wake us up. What do we need to say? Musajja ako akute ani Yakobo. Kachata akute kumpaji. Peter's. Peter is with Peter. Akute kumpaji no ruaz. Omanye mpaji zezuwa nizi achi? Oriwa gamba. Oli mpaji ruaga. Manya. But this is how the church responded to Peter. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing. And Peter was miraculously set free. That is how they responded. Let me tell you, immediate church. I know we are praying, but we should pray.
I guess when I make such statements, you understand what I'm saying. We should what?
Let me tell you, one of the greatest strengths of the church is prayer.
Don't these things sound basic?
It sounds too basic, prayer. It's too basic. But why are you not praying? And you know you should pray. And you know that it's through prayer. I rebuke the spirit of prayerlessness in the name of Jesus. And I release the grace of prayer and supplication. That's how they did it. They did not hold the placards. Government ekoleki? Ani akogamba nti government erikolwa ffe. Ebaga amateeka. Agatukomako. Ate gogambe tuyambe. Tegenda tuyamba. In China, the government is not what? I tell you, where the gospel is thriving, the government also is anti-gospel. Ati go gamba. Government ekoleki? Banange tata Museveni tukoleki? Mama Fina. Halero banange. No sanga na bakiriza. Mama ni? Our help comes from the Lord. Not from Mama Fina. Not from Muzei. Muzei is also a human being. Hallelujah. So this is how they handled it. Prayer. Amen. Because they are there for the furtherance of the gospel. But in the world, he's saying no. Amen. In Acts 16,
like today in the morning, I felt like going this direction. I had prepared something, but I felt the Holy Ghost directing me here. Amen. Let's go to verse number 15. Give me 16. Is this the Acts?
Let's go to verse 16. It says, and it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed, certain what? By damsel is a girl. A lad is a boy. King James. A certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show us the way of salvation. That this damsel had the spirit of divination. And what she was saying was, so and Gambian Tiha Onomukama. Onani? Onomwala Nabi. The miraculous is not exclusive, by the way, only to Christianity. This girl was saying what? And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. Give me the next verse. And when her masters saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace and to the rulers. And brought them to the magistrate, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceeding trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being what? Romans. Go ahead. And the multitudes rose up together against them, and the magistrate rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. You've cast out a demon. Instead of people say, hey, praise the Lord, man of God. Dear what? Let's go ahead. And when they laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Yeah? I think they knew Paul. They knew the disciples. By the way, whenever Paul went, there was chaos. Not because he had guns. He had the gospel, but there was chaos. These men who have turned the world upside down have also come here. And Jason has received them. Is it Jason? Hallelujah. Wherever Apostle Paul went, there was chaos. Not that he had intercontinental ballistic missile. I like that word. IBM. Intercontinental. Muzisa Mawanga. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So they tell them, keep them safely. And this is what they do. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the what? In a prison. And made their feet fast in what? They knew them. These guys can escape. So, keep them what? Sorry. It is a proverb that the what? The an insect which has ever what? Beaten you, when you see it, you run. Sekauka karika kurumi. Bokalabo kaduka. Sorry. So, keep them safely. Now, that's what they did. Now, what had they done? Had they caused pain to anyone? Had they abused anyone? What had they done? They had just cast out what? A demon out of a girl who was possessed with the spirit of divination. Verse 26.
Musome.
And what?
Tutuse tujeyo. Tumumpe 25.
And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them.
I think when they said Paul was beaten, Muluoza bamukuba buno obuki? Buno obuswanyu buno. They beat them. Abayayi babakuba.
Abayayi babakola ki? Babakuba. Kakati babakukubye.
You know, when you have been beaten, that is, you can begin to curse the day you are preaching the gospel. Mukama, ngenda ati okubulira enjiri ne bankuba. Mukama dala singa gwantu mabandi nkubye emigo. Lwaki nze? Lwaki sigwe? Amen.
But still, Paul.
Wow, I like that attitude.
At midnight, they did what? They prayed. Hallelujah. And suddenly, there was what? And the prayer, again the prayer. You know, when you are in affliction, for you to come out of that affliction, first of all, the way you pray. Yeah? The way you what? You don't say, Father, you see what I'm going through. Jua batekam hata wale ye haki ya Yesu, hata wale, let Jesus reign, let Jesus ngabayimba waguru. Bible gamba ekomera yunani baba kolachi ne baba ulira bali te bayimba mukachi mukyama sibya chama Yesu byakola sijaji. Hallelujah. Suddenly, there was what? Earthquake. And someone got born again. Hallelujah. Someone got born again. The jailer got born again. Hallelujah. These guys stayed positive. Praise the Lord. They are told... Today don't preach. The next day they are preaching what? One demon put them where? By the way, there are demons which can put you to. These demons zinendala zino. Kuno gamba sija kuvamu vamu. Ejejimu nyangu nyo. Na ye guno kukasuka mukomera. Guno gulikaba fuzi. But the strongest demons are not these ones. The strongest demons are those ones working amongst leaders. Jino jireke jino. Buno busonga buchi? Buno teguzi iza na anjiri. Ne waruaga agazimu agu. Aga fugira mbafuza abu. Yeah? Aga mba kakati chachi. Tuzikomeko zile motu lekanida.
Ago ejo jemizimu jenyini nyini ejo.
Those are the what? Let me tell you. If you're living your Christian life, I am good. I don't offend any person. I am just a good what? You, the devil, might not have trouble with what? With you. Even the world might not have what? But you carry the good news. And say, we are going to win people to what? You are the IBM.
Amen. So these ones.
Ebyekikabye wafe. Ebyekikabye wafe. Ebyekikabye.
Hallelujah. So that's how they responded. Amen.
And let me tell you, the work kept on what? Going on and on and on and on and on and on.
Praise the Lord. And we are beneficiaries of those guys, what they did.
Actually, even after that, all the emperors who used to come, they were against the church. Some of you have read church history. Emperor Nero.
Nero. No? Is it Nero or Nero? Nero. Okay. Amen.
They would burn them and put them on stakes. They would put them in the theaters and they use them as what? They use them for fun. They would release ferocious what? Dogs and lions. You know? But these guys would be singing. They would be rejoicing. And more people would be one to Christ. Just imagine there's a lot of persecution that people are receiving Christ. It is possible, by the way.
It is very what? Very possible. Hallelujah.
Polycarp, one of John's disciples, you know, he was released to wild animals, you know, lions. In fact, as the lion was coming to him, he also ran towards what? And he says, you can only destroy my what? My flesh. But my what? My soul is secure with Christ.
Kati Polycarpo mokolaji. Polycarpo mokolaji? Actually, I read one of the stories about Polycarp. They started out with another guy called Marcion. They are all at first in the same thing. So Marcion turned out to be a Gnostic teacher. You know? Actually, I think in the book of 1 John, he talks so much. He was dealing with what? Gozi, that teaching which was very popular those days. So one time Polycarp was going this side, Marcion was coming this side. So Polycarp just came and bypassed what? Marcion. Marcion says, hey Polycarp, don't you know who I am? And say, I know who you are. You are the firstborn of Satan.
Because of what he used to want to teach, he told him, you are the firstborn of what?
Amen. That is also what Martin Luther said. Amen. Praise the Lord.
You know, those guys were also very, when it comes to teaching, they are very particular.
Wrong doctrine, they would fight it as if they are fighting what? An armed robber.
In fact, in 3 John it says, if anyone comes teaching false doctrine, don't even bid them what? Good speed. Some of you say, what? A JW comes.
Jehovah's what?
I say, they are doing the work of what? Hey, you also serve the same God. Mama, continue the work of. Do not beat them what? Yeah, don't. That is heresy.
Praise the Lord. Be a solid Christian. Praise the Lord.
You can be positive in this negative what? World. And the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ is what? Is our positive what? Confession in the negative world. Praise the Lord. That's what the apostles held on to. That's what they held on to. And no one could stop them until this day.
Praise the Lord.
The reason you are a believer is because you believe God is good news. The reason someone is an unbeliever is because he doesn't believe God is what? Good news.
Hallelujah.
So the gospel is our positive confession in the negative world. It is called the good news. Praise the Lord. The good news of what Jesus Christ has accomplished. Praise the Lord. The gospel is not just announced. Praise the Lord. It is our lifestyle. Praise the Lord.
It is not for us. What? We live the gospel. Come, Ibazwa.
We heal the sick. That is all the gospel. Praise the Lord.
No one will stop us. Hallelujah. They may not be for us, but they can stop. That statement, I failed it. They don't favor us, but yet they can stop us. Hallelujah! Sister Gloria, you cannot be stopped. So we are unstoppable. We are unstoppable. We carry God's power. We carry God's good news. It is our positive confession in the negative world. Hallelujah. The Bible says the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We preach Christ crucified. Hallelujah. The Bible says to the Jews is a stumbling block. To the Jew, to the Greeks is foolishness. But to us who believe, both Jews and Gentiles, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stay positive in the negative world. You are not of the world. Hallelujah. You are of God. The Bible says, we are of God, little children, and you have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When negativity comes towards you, number one, you have the gospel. Number two, pray. Pray. We have seen how the apostles responded. Praise the Lord. They prayed. Amen. And when they prayed, more miracles happened. More people got born again. Praise the Lord. More people were healed. Hallelujah. The church was growing stronger and stronger in the midst of afflictions. In the midst of challenges. Praise the Lord. We are growing. Let's stand up on our feet. Hallelujah.